I think that's really the question that we're all asking is, are we human or are we dancers? Personally, I think I am human and Jeff is a dancer. Hey, good evening, everyone. It's episode 33 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy for Monday, May 9th, 2011. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
We are live once again after being off for last week, 7:30 Monday night, live at radioshowonline.com. And because you're live, you can go to radioshowonline.com and click on the chat room link to jump in and chat with us live. You can chat with us. You can chat with Fran. Fran's hanging out in the chat room. Is Fran a woman's name or a man's? That's a woman's name.
There's more women than men, but I still think there are an occasional. I went to high school with a guy named Francis, went by Fran.
Oh, okay.
So you will have that, but I would say women probably have the edge in that.
I think France, you lose either way with that, huh? I mean,
yeah, you really do.
Do the parents still call their kids Francis these days?
You know, I read a poll that I think 20% of parents, I'm making that percentage up, I'll be honest, but there's a percentage of parents that might have been 1 in 5 regret the name they gave their child. I just saw that today.
Huh.
Is that interesting? Do you think your parents regret naming you Jeremy?
I think my parents regret having me.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the poll said about
that. That's what my mom told me yesterday.
Is there a poll on that?
The percentage on that is 27% of parents regret even having their child to begin with. Yeah, that's when I went over to my parents' house yesterday, and my mom's like, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. That's what she gives me on my birthday.
I'm just glad I wasn't spelled G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y.
Oh, yeah, like the Toys R Us
giraffe. Yes, that's, so I'm grateful for that. My threshold is much lower.
Yes. Well, hey, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we don't want to waste any time, you know, because every time we're off a week, we usually have a lot more things to talk about. Yes. So, first of all, the weather's a lot nicer. It's 58 degrees at Progressive Field.
Yes.
Much nicer. Got the sun. We were just saying when I walked in here that last time I was here, it was all rainy and cloudy and yucky, and now it's nice. So that's good.
It's pleasant.
But gas price is expensive. Now, you're driving a lot.
I drive a lot.
So how is that affecting your pocketbook?
Well, it's clearly not helping.
Yeah, unless you have a credit card that gives you points.
I do have that. Well, you know, I've got this reward card. Every quarter, it's a different category. Mm-hmm. And gas is the third quarter category. So I really do well with these trips.
What does that mean?
Like, it's like now, it's like lawn and garden.
In the second every quarter of the
it's
year.
It's like an extra percentage they give you back for certain categories. So,
okay.
Yeah, so gas is the third quarter of the year.
Okay.
So that's the bonus. But yeah, I mean, luckily, obviously, it's all reimbursed for work. But yeah, I mean, I drove last week. I was on the road for 4 days. And my gas bill was $220.
Holy crap.
So that does add up. It does add up. It's not pleasant. But they say that oil prices are coming down. It just takes a while to actually translate it to the pump. Because a lot of these gas stations, you know, the gas now they're dispensing, they bought at the higher prices. They have to work through that first. But they say that it is starting to kind of move down the pipeline, these lower prices. And by lower, I mean under $4. I don't think it's going to be drastic.
Now, I know a lot of things, and I consider myself a fairly intelligent person, but I still don't quite understand how gas prices go up and down and change and how that all works. I mean, we have lots of commodities out there, but gas seems to be the one that changes by the day or even quicker.
Yeah. And from what I understand, it's not a supply issue. There's plenty of supply. It's just that the rate that the oil is drilled and really processed goes slows down and speeds up. And that goes back to OPEC. I know they have these meetings, but I think it really goes back to the rate that they are actually getting the oil out of the sea or out of the ground.
It's all conspiracy.
It's all conspiracy. But OPEC, just go back to OPEC.
Yeah, blame them. I saw a documentary actually last night that was pretty interesting about, it's called Who Killed the Electric Car? And it was about, there was these...
Navy SEALs?
Yeah, there were these Navy SEALs. And they blew up Osama.
We have a mailbag question about that, ironically.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up later on in the show. Yeah. Or you can write us, too, if you want to write us about Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, if you have any questions.
Hatemail@radioshowonline.com. But, yeah, a lot of the major manufacturers, like Chevy, used to have this, they called it the EV, and it was this fully electric vehicle, and you would plug it in, and they had it in California, and they had plug-in stations all over the state, and Chevy ended up just killing it. And they weren't selling the cars at the time. They were only leasing them. So they went and they ended all the leases. People weren't even allowed to keep the car, even if they wanted to. They couldn't buy it out or anything. Yeah. Chevy took the cars and then destroyed them all.
It's like it never happened.
Like it never happened.
Wow.
It's kind of weird.
Well, I think now the future, that seems to be the latest thing, is natural gas. And you see around Cleveland a lot of the buses that are powered by natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you do, you know, lately, I heard even in the last 5 years, they've discovered an unbelievable amount of natural gas deposits in the United States that they say that's the future. I have a friend who said, he's from Detroit, he said GM and Ford are actually developing now natural gas cars. And if he had a guess in 10 years, he says that's the new wave, is natural gas cars. Obviously, before you can get that, you have to get to the point where there's access, you know, to actually get natural gas for your car. And that's, I guess, there will be stations coming up more and more.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, though, is trying to get that distribution network.
Yeah.
That's electricity is already everywhere.
Yes.
So that would be ideal.
But interesting to see 10 years from now if where we sit. If we'll even be on the air. That's a good question, too.
Probably not. Because, you know, this doesn't happen very often. But you can go to facebook.com/radioshowonline to friend us or fan us or whatever the hell Facebook's calling it these days. But we actually went down. I think some people left in protest as far as the number of fans we have because we weren't on that much. So they were like, well, forget these guys. If they're not going to be on every single week, I'm out of here.
We
so
take we that personally. Them.
Oh, yeah. We take that very personally.
I hope it was anyone from of our UC San Luis Obispo fans.
I hope not. I hope they
– I really enjoyed that. They bring a lot to the table, that California perspective.
I think they're hanging strong.
I think they're – because they came into this group. They're going to leave as a group. We would know if they all left.
Exactly. People like Sam from Laura.
Yeah.
But so this week in protest, we're not going to have a Facebook fan of the week. Because you guys start being thankful for this free show that we give you, and maybe then we'll start having more fans of the week.
Yeah.
But until that point,
we're pouting.
We'll just keep talking to each other. Anyway, weekend recap. We've been gone a couple weeks, probably have a lot of things to catch up on. How was your weekend?
Jeremy, it was pleasant, just like the weather. The theme of the show is pleasantness.
Yes.
Let me go back 2 weekends ago, since we were off. I had a unique East Side weekend. You know I love the East Side. A part of me will always be in the East Side.
You went to school in the East Side.
Went to school on the East Side.
But you grew up on the West Side.
But I grew up on the West Side.
And now you've connected in the stuff.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm playing. I've got everything covered right at this point.
You're the black and white cookie.
That's right. That's right. It's, I don't know what to say to that.
Yep.
So anyway, I was at Barking Spider.
Oh.
Case. One of my favorite places that no one knows about. And I got to tell you, Jeremy, we were out there on a Saturday night. We were meeting some friends out for a birthday celebration at an even more unique bar, Cobalt, on Lee Road.
Now, Cobalt, I've never heard of.
It's not from the colony. It's had like 5 names. You probably knew it at one of the former names.
Okay.
But we had some time to kill, and we were thinking, what's a great bar to go to? What's a unique bar to go to? Somewhere between downtown and the East Side that we haven't mentioned in a while. Barking Spider. It's in the middle of the Case campus. I mean, just a beautiful area. We sat outside. It was one of the first nice nights. Sat outside. It was just awesome. And I always forget about that place.
Yeah.
It's like the bar you'd have if you had a shed in your backyard and you had a liquor license.
Exactly.
Like, isn't that kind of the feel you got?
I think that's how it started.
That could be it.
Because it's weird because there's no – it feels like there's no front entrance.
No, like, it's you like kinda, you come out a side door and you feel like you're intruding.
Yeah. And you kind of wander in through the Arabica parking lot.
Yes.
Like that parking lot there is for Arabica and for other things. Yeah. And then it's like lobbyists
down there. And
there's
Case buildings like right there too around it.
Yeah. It's like this. It's like it's in a backyard.
It's like behind the alumni house. So it does feel like you're in someone's backyard.
I don't know how to explain to people to get there. I guess find Arabica.
I don't even know that. We had the same question. We were in two cars and we thought, well, I know where it is, but I can't describe it. And there were some roads closed that night for whatever reason. So I ended up just kind of roaming around and just kind of end up running into it.
Yep.
No idea what street it's on. Couldn't explain it right now. But sat outside. They got those patio tables there. It's just such a cool area. The Case campus is such a neat area. And then just to be hang out, sit outside there. Very fun.
Yeah, they do like live music like every night.
So I walked in. It was like 6:30 or 7 on Saturday. There was people playing guitars. Maybe 6 people sitting in the bar.
Yeah.
And we got some beers and just went out and sat on the patio. But just great patio bar. And we'll talk more about patio bars as the summer goes on.
Yes, we will.
This actually kicks off our patio series, sponsored by applesauce.
Sponsored by applesauce.
Lots.
Which you were saying to me, you asked me kind of a weird question. You asked me if I ate applesauce.
I did.
Which I thought, well, of course I do, but you seem to think that we're in the minority here.
I do. I love applesauce.
So do I. The end.
But you don't think about applesauce much. You don't see it on TV.
I think about applesauce all the time.
You think all the time? Yeah. Okay, I know. But it's just kind of funny. Like, you just don't hear about people eating applesauce very often. You don't hear about it being offered, like, at lunch. Like, if I go out to lunch, like a Subway or a Quiznos, Boston Market, I'd like a side of applesauce with that lunch, please.
Yeah.
But guess what? They're going to look at me like I'm weird.
You know what else I think is like that? It's cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is like that.
Do you eat cottage cheese?
No, I don't eat cottage cheese, but okay. I understand your point. It's a very similar.
Yeah. I think it's up there with like the nursing home side dishes.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
So I'm saying that we're going to die soon.
And also, I can't chew the food. The food's always too tough.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, wait, so back to my weekend. Anyway, I don't know if that's it.
Yeah, that's right. That was done.
So after that, Barking Spidey went to Cobalt on the Road and the Fairmount Wine Bar, which I think is called something else now. The one by the Mad Greek. Have you been there? That wine bar.
Oh, yeah.
Fairmount.
I think it's Fairmount Wine Bar.
Is it? Okay.
We're going to go with that.
Great place.
Oh, wait. You know what? One thing I want to say. Barking Spider, bring cash.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Cards. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Because you didn't pay anyway.
Yeah, I never.
Because you just ran away after you drank.
They didn't even try and chase me.
Yep.
So then that was 2 weekends ago. Did the Cinco de Mayo run for the border? Did you see a bunch of crazy people running around downtown Thursday night?
Yes, I did. In the sombreros. Were you one of them?
I was in a sombrero with the Moroccan things running around.
You know, I was actually at Zocalo.
Oh, and that was one of the places.
I know. So I was there on the patio and people were coming by and I already had a couple to drink by that point. And so I was just yelling, random things to people like, run faster, that guy's beating you, shake your maracas. That was a popular little quip I would throw out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of myself for that one.
So there were three bars and based on the order you went to these places, it was either just under a 5K or about a half mile over a 5K.
Okay.
So the places were, Zocalo is always in it. Mm-hmm. It was in Laps, the Mexican, the Cinco de Mayo theme. Great place. Channel 3 Studios was one of the places.
Oh, that's
kind
weird.
Of interesting. Yeah. Very weird. And then the last place was the Hairy Buffalo right across Prospect there from Zocalo. Huh. So the order that everyone generally figures out, you end up usually doing this order when people figure out the distance. It was start at Blind Pig, went down, basically down Lakeside to Channel 3, got your sombrero there, and then cut up and over basically from Channel 3 up and then west and kind of up over to get up to Prospect and Zocalo.
Were you on the news then? Did you have to like run through the
I wonder if they have like a camera out there or something, but no.
Run through the weather set?
Run through the blue screen or the green screen, I guess it is.
Yes.
So then had Zocalo second, did a shot there. They had like a station. They went in behind that alley. Probably some people going in.
Yeah.
You had to get marked off. You did a shot. And then went to Hairy Buffalo where you got the little Moroccan things and then went back to Blind Pig. And that whole loop was just over 3 miles.
Nice.
So I'm proud to say, my partner and I, it was two-man teams, two-person teams. We finished 141 out of 561.
Huh, so you're in the upper half.
Top
the upper,
quarter, Jeremy,
top
please.
Quarter, all right. Well, yeah. I'm not very good at math.
So pretty exciting
hmm.
for me, personally. That's pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah,
so 561 teams, so like over 1,000 people.
1,000 people. And horribly planning of Hermes to do this. They good idea if there's maybe 50 people running, but not if there's 1,000. They had this little inflatable, a big inflatable, kind of like a jungle gym where you got to go through a circle, then like go up a ramp and then slide down a slide, all inflatable.
Yeah.
It's a fun way to start off the race.
Yeah.
But when you have 1,000 people trying to do that two at a time, people get a little frustrated.
Yeah.
So we just sort of stormed it after about 2 minutes. It was like, nah, this isn't going to work. And we always kind of stormed the start line.
Yeah, you want to do that later on when people are
exactly.
more spaced
out. And people finish it at much different intervals than they start. So. Yeah. Shout out to the Hermes people. That was stupid.
Next year, put that at the end.
Yes.
Slip and slide or something at the
Come
end.
Come on.
Well, that's cool.
Come on, Hermes. And then, over this weekend, weather, as we talk about, which is the theme of the show, enjoyed the treehouse, the Tremont Tap House patio, as well as the treehouse patio. And for Mother's Day, we had a bit of an unconventional Mother's Day in my family.
Huh.
Went to Brothers Lounge.
Wow, Brothers for Mothers?
Brothers for Mothers, yep. We're all about rhyme schemes yesterday. We had a great time there. My stepdad's in the Polka Pirates. He plays the accordion.
Oh, awesome.
But you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
So they were playing, they had a little matinee show at the Brothers Lounge. So my mom, obviously my stepdad, my grandfather, my sister, brother-in-law, we all got a table up there and spent the afternoon listening to music, eating, drinking.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of unconventional, but it was pretty fun.
Something now, what time of day was that? Was that?
That
like
was like from 3 to 6.
Okay. So the dinner there?
Yeah. Yep. Dinner. Cool. Good times.
Nice. Well, I was kind of going on a bender that I thought was going to end tonight, but then when you offered me the Conway's Irish Ale that never seems to end. This is the only location in Cleveland, our studios, that you can get Conway's
You'd
Irish Ale.
You'd think that would get us a couple extra fans, but it doesn't translate.
Yeah, you would think so, no. Probably because we don't like sharing.
That's true.
Yeah. But you were saying that there's like consistently 4 bottles in the back of your fridge, and somehow there's always...
I said if we're having this conversation in August, I'm going to be really freaked out.
Yeah, there's going to be a problem. So you're here first. So Wednesday night, went to Jen and I went to Momocho with another couple for Cuatro de Mayo, which is something that I just invented that night.
Oh, okay.
Because they were doing a big thing for Cinco de Mayo, We were going on Wednesday instead, so we had Quattro de Mayo. And also, speaking of Momocho, they are celebrating – Momocho's been open for 5 years now. I don't know if you know this,
Jim. Wow.
They've been open for 5 years, and they are celebrating their fifth birthday or five-year anniversary or however that works with three local food trucks. So tonight, it's 7:45 now. This goes till 9 o'clock, so you have another hour and 15 minutes if you're listening live to get over to Momocho, where the Momocho kitchen is closed tonight. So instead, in the parking lot, they have Dim and Densum, Fahrenheit, and Umami Moto there with their food trucks serving out food. So just it's kind of, I guess, Momocho's way of supporting food trucks and also giving the Momocho staff a day off. So kind of a cool event. Then Thursday, you know, for Cinco de Mayo, as I said, I was over at Zocalo for a little bit. Friday, went out to Willoughby. And normally, I don't venture that far east.
You've been out there a couple times lately, though. Am I wrong?
No, you're really? Right. Yeah.
I usually track you, that chip in your shoulder. Usually yeah,
I know.
Where you are.
I know. Foursquare, too.
Yeah, I like my own tracking.
Or chip
I'm
in the
a
shoulder.
Poacher. I'm a human poacher.
So, yeah, I went to Willoughby Brewing Company. Hadn't been there in, like, in years. And then, not bad. And then we went from there to Ballantyne?
I bet, yeah, Ballantyne, I believe. Ballantyne? The Willoughby people call it Ballantyne.
Okay, well, that must be right then. Yeah. But, yeah, I kind of like the downtown Willoughby. There's a
quaint,
good string of places. You can kind of walk bar to bar, do that whole thing. Anytime there's density where you can walk from one place to another and there's that whole string of that, it's a good time.
Yeah. So you've always been a big fan of density.
I am.
Bone density?
I'm a fan of bone density. Who's anti-bone density? Who wants less dense bones?
But you take supplements for calcium.
Not
you don't
me.
Have them yet.
I know.
Osteoporosis will not be a problem for this guy.
I know. Cancer of the liver might be.
That could be it.
But cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis.
But not bone density issues. And then Saturday, it's only been open for a week. I think we mentioned it on the show before, but went to Palookaville Chili.
Yes.
Finally checked that out.
Please. How was it?
It was awesome. So you go there, and they usually have three different kinds of chili. They kind of rotate, similar to how supermarket does. But I had the beef chili, and they use cubed beef as opposed to ground beef. The guy says that ground beef is wrong. That's like an Ohio thing. That's not correct. The real way you're supposed to have chili, Texas, you know, chili is with cubed beef,
okay.
not the ground. So they had that. They had a chicken one. They had Jen had a vegan one. That was like a hot that she said was like the best vegan chili she ever had. Each and then you can get like a couple of different sides. So we got the they make these adobo chips there, and they had cornbread and yeah, good time. It's BYOB.
Oh,
so if you want to go, if you want to bring some Conway's Irish Ale there.
Yeah, oh, we're in limited supply, Jeremy, but maybe it's, right. You know, next winter, that'd be great.
Exactly. So you can go there for that. And then, you know, they have all the cheese and sour cream and stuff. It's a really good winter place, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't typically think of chili. I mean, it's really good for...
It is kind of funny they open in May. I mean,
yeah,
you
I mean,
don't let that dictate your schedule, but I could see that in like November being just a huge thing.
Right. You can't shut down, you know, I guess, during
the summertime. I'd like them to shut down in November. But.
You know, they should like trade off with Sweet Moses. You know, Sweet Moses ice cream and stuff is really good in the summertime.
Yeah.
That should become a chili
That's
place.
That's like
the
business
winter.
Model of Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin Robbins, which I've always supported.
Yeah, but Dunkin' Donuts are good year-round.
No, but I'm saying, but that part of the day, they've got the whole day covered. Because you usually get donuts at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. at night.
Mm.
They've got the Baskin Robbins thing feeding off the evening portion of the store.
Okay.
So it's a nice business model.
I always thought of an ice cream-filled donut. You know, like a donut that's got like jelly?
Yeah.
But instead of jelly, soft serve ice cream?
Do you like regular donuts or munchkins? I like munchkins better than the regular donuts, the traditional donuts.
I think I prefer regular donut.
Man, there's not like a 20-pack of munchkins. Someone brings them in, opens them up, man, that's the best.
You know what else I like? Applesauce.
In your donut?
Oh, there's an idea.
Think about that.
Wow. Okay, we're going to have to work on that after the show, if the show doesn't work out.
I have donut applesauce. So let's cut the power. Let's do this.
And then, so Saturday went to my friend's wife graduated from grad school, and so he
it's
had
a big accomplishment.
Yeah. So he had
What was the degree?
Education.
Oh.
Wow. That's hatemail@radioshowonline.com for all the teachers out there that want to send Jeff an email. But yeah, so he had a pig roast at his parents' house. Have you ever done the pig roast thing?
Again, back to Treehouse. It seems like most of us go back to that. They do that every year, and I go. It still kind of freaks me out. I'm not a big fan of. I like the idea of it, but I don't like to be there for it.
Really?
But I like to say I want to go to a pig roast.
So you like to eat meat, but you like to pretend that it comes from somewhere
else. It comes from trees. Meat trees.
Well, I think it's a good way to understand where your food really comes from by seeing it cooked in its full form.
So you enjoy the pig. You embrace the do you gnaw at the nose of the pig?
I didn't gnaw at the nose. They did, you know, after he cut up everything, he did have the pig head like sitting upright in a like a container of pork.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So like the full head. And some restaurants like Greenhouse Tavern over on East 4th, you can get half a pig's head like as your meal.
Hmm.
I hear it's very good. But I don't think I
can. Yeah, you're not at that point.
I'm not going.
But you're trending that direction is what I'm worried about.
I'm probably more that way than the average person.
You're more of a pig neck guy?
Yeah, I like to go farther down the animal. The underbelly is where I like to eat. I like to eat a pig armpit. Just gnaw on that.
I was thinking about a lot of these tacos now. They have they're very specific about what's in the tacos. These pork tacos. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, there goes that segment.
So anyway, yeah, pig roast. But it's kind of a cool concept. So you hire this guy and you pay someone, you know, $500-$600. He comes to your house, brings everything, just like sits there and cooks it. You know, he comes at like 7 in the morning, like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, it's done, cuts everything up. And I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot yeah. of pork. I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
A lot of pork. I'll tell you this, though. I had a version of that, which I'm more comfortable with. I had a version of that 5 years ago before you and I had reconnected our friendship. Probably back when I first moved in this house, it was middle of January and it's kind of nothing really going on. Yeah. So I decided to take some initiative. I thought, I'm going to have a ham party.
Okay.
And what did I do? Yeah, pig roast, you know, in the winter it's hard to do. Plus I think it's kind of gross. I went to Honey Baked Ham and just got a big Honey Baked Ham and had people over to bring drinks. And we ate ham in the Saturday in winter. It was a ham party.
Huh.
Isn't that fun?
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, enough about us.
Speaking of, transition it.
Time's going by. Speaking of things to do, the Hooli over on Cam's Corners, have you gone to this
before? No, but I have friends who live around there who speak very highly of it.
So Cam's Corner is at Rocky River Drive and Lorraine. The corner of Rocky River Drive and Lorraine is the area historically known as Cam's Corners. And they are having their annual Hooli. The Hooli on Cam's Corners is this Saturday, May 14th, from noon till 8. It's like an all-day family event. Hooli is Irish slang for party or celebration. And it's like their annual neighborhood street festival. They have live music, food, informative booths, I'm told.
Oh, very educational booths.
Yes, and children's activities. So, yeah, I guess it's a good time. I mean, I've seen pictures before, like huge crowds go down there. It seems like an awesome time. Unless they Photoshop this image, it seems like a very busy time.
Oh my, that can't be real. That does look fake.
I mean, no, well,
it's like people just going and going and going.
I think it's real though. They wouldn't superimpose that.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah. So this Saturday from noon to 8. And they also the Cam's Corners Farmers Market is now open every Sunday. That's not until June 5th. Never mind.
Do you ever go to the Shaker Square Farmers Market?
Yes, it's really awesome. Yeah, I do like the Shaker Square.
They do it right, man. That thing's pretty huge.
Yep, very cool. And the treatment one's good too. But yeah, Shaker Square is really good.
Well, this is an event, Jeremy. Speaking of farmers markets,
yes,
this is an event. We talked about this.
What do I do, Jeff? If I go to a farmers market and then I'm like, I'm thirsty after all that farmers marketing,
go to get a ham, have a ham party
to help my thirst.
Go to a ham party, or what if there's not one of those? Go to the IX Beer Fest.
I set this up perfectly for you, and you take it back to ham.
We talked about this. So you know what I was thinking? We mentioned this like back in February, in the middle of winter. I remember this first was announced that the IX and I was hosting this beer fest demand. I remember we said that'll be fun if Amber gets here. And guess what?
We were the first ones on it. Here we comes.
That was breaking news, Jeremy.
Yep.
To our 118 fans. Then it was maybe 90 something, maybe 80.
If it's food, beer, pot,
we're on it.
We're on it.
So May 13th to the 14th, which is this Friday and Saturday, it's the International Beer Fest at the IX Center. The expansive floor at the IX Center will feature 200 renowned breweries. 200, not just breweries, renowned breweries from around the world pouring upwards of how many select beers, Jeremy? 800 select beers during public tasting sessions over the two-day period. So unbelievable variety of beers. Largest of its kind in the Midwest is what they say. We talk about educational. The Hooli has booths for education.
Educational booths. Informatives.
Informatives. there's educational programming. It actually, they say it abounds at Brew U, where beer-centric demonstrations and discussions will highlight trends in home brewing, regional developments, and green brewing. I know you're into green brewing.
I'm into any kind of brewing.
My friend in California does home brewing. It's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah.
It's really cool. He's down mead. He's brewed mead.
Oh,
pretty interesting. It takes like 4 months.
I want mead. I hear it's like a sweeter,
it's
like
really
a
honey. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yep. It's great. So... So that's that. Wait, let's guess prices. Let's guess prices. We've argued about this before.
Let's guess prices?
How much would this, what a session do you think it would cost?
And what do I, how do I get the alcohol? Is it all you can drink?
Yes.
All you can drink, IX Center, $35.
75.
Holy crap. Is there food?
45.
Gosh.
20.
You're so
There's
horrible.
Three levels. There's designated driver ticket, which excludes alcohol sampling. That's $20.
Oh, that's a ripoff.
I want to get that. There's a single session general admission, which is $45. So that's what you can get you in with drinking. Then there's a single session VIP experience.
Oh, it's experience because it's about
experience,
beer.
Experience, which is $75. So you can do what you need to do. You can do your business there for $45.
I can do my business there? I don't know if I want to do my business right in the middle of the
There's also a pass for all sessions, which is $120 if you're really hardcore. You can go to the Friday night session and the two Saturday sessions.
All right.
For $120.
The Beer Fest this Friday and Saturday at the IX Center. Go to ixbeerfest.com for more information.
/radio show.
First of all, it's a forward slash. Second of all, no. Hey, you know, Jeff, how I like development news, and you know how I like food news, and so my favorite two things are development food news.
Oh, wow.
So this was recently announced. There's a restaurant called Flipside Burger in Hudson. They are opening a second location on the east bank of the Flats, where the new Aloft Hotel is going to go, where the new Ernst & Young building is going to go. It's going to be bigger than their current Hudson location, seating for about 75 people. They're going to have an outdoor patio, which is going to be awesome.
On the river.
Well, it's set back from the river. Now, the first phase of the project, it's going to be set back to the river more towards West 9th Street. But there's going to be a grassy kind of promenade that goes through. So you'll be able to see the river. You'll be able to see Shooters and stuff. So there'll be a patio.
Okay.
So.
I miss the old Fado. That patio sitting out on the water. That was awesome.
It was cool.
Man.
Until people started drowning
in it. Yeah. There's always got to be someone to ruin it.
That's right. And then the hoodlums came in.
Yeah.
So, the cool thing about doing a live show, we do this live every Monday night at 7:30. And the nice thing about a live show is you can go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom.
Chatroom's blowing up.
It's blowing up. You can chat with Jeff and I as well as other fans. But I wanted to, we had a segment idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a segment idea, we're always open for new suggestions for our show. You can either email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com or you jump in the chat room. TK had an example for a segment idea called I'm Embarrassed to Say, But... ... Are you curious how the segment works, Jeff?
Yes.
So we each, TK suggests we each take turns with embarrassing admissions. He says, I'll give you an example. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I've more than twice had to hide to the Burger King bag and drink when driving through the McDonald's drive-thru. Had to hide to the... I think TK's been drinking now. This must be one of TK's admissions.
Yes, I'm assuming that's this. Yes,
so he's good. Had to hide the Burger King bag and drink when driving through...
Well, that's not that embarrassing. I think TK's pretty hard on himself.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jeff? What are you embarrassed to say?
Well, the chat room says I got scammed by an internet job recruiter, which I don't know if that's true.
Is this true?
No, I don't remember this. But
is this your current job?
No, it was not. No apologies, says the chat room. Well,
you were saying something about wanting to quit before we came with the end.
No. Whoa, backpedal.
Just kidding, screw company. Or what is it? You sell, you don't sell the screws, but you sell the screw machineries?
No.
Something.
It's
mechanical.
It's something mechanical. It's metal.
Yes. But nothing with computers.
Nothing. Oh, no. Computers, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah. Are robots going to take away your job?
Possibly. I think 10-year-olds can take away my job. But I will tell you about fast food embarrassments.
Yes.
I have a fast food embarrassment.
Okay.
When in high school, we used to think it was really funny. When we were 16, 17, we go to Taco Bell and drive through, and we would ask for waters and hot sauce packets. We think that was really funny.
And did you get them?
Sometimes you would, sometimes you wouldn't.
What would they say when you
sometimes went? They would say you have to order something that
costs I'm sorry, money. Kid.
Yeah, yeah. So that's embarrassing now, looking back. That was very juvenile.
Yeah.
What about you?
With fast food, I used to work at McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any embarrassing, or was that the embarrassment?
Yeah, that was the embarrassment. You know, a lot of successful people, Jeff, started off working at McDonald's.
I cleaned golf clubs.
I am not one of them.
I cleaned golf clubs in a storeroom for three summers.
Huh, at McDonald's?
Not at McDonald's.
You know, they used to you used to wonder about the ball pit. You ever wondered about how dirty those balls get?
They can't be clean, yeah.
But I think I don't know the frequency of it, but they would take all these balls and put them through the dishwasher.
Really?
They would empty out the ball pit, run it through the dishwasher, and put it back.
How do you know that?
Because I used to work at McDonald's.
Oh, I didn't remember McDonald's. I was thinking of Chuck E. Cheese. I don't remember McDonald's having ball pits.
You don't remember what?
No. I remember they had those big plastic, the birthday party area with the big plastic fixtures. I don't remember ball pits.
The one in Rock River has got a huge Playland.
I have not.
McDonald's Playland. You've never seen that.
I don't spend much time there.
I mean, neither do I, but I know it exists. Anyway, speaking of more development, this is kind of anti-development. Jeff, you'll be glad to hear that Dyke 14 is opening.
Was that or was that not your nickname in high school?
Dyke 14? I was Dyke 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. I was Dyke 17.
I thought the number was in the upper teens.
Was that or was that not your nickname? What's up, Dyke 17? I don't even know what that means. I want to get that bumper sticker. That's going to be my new name in the chat room. Dyke 17. That should be our radio name.
Let me see your Foursquare. Dyke 17 at Pig Roast.
Dyke 17 has just checked in. Dyke 14 is right on the shores of Lake Erie, right at the border of Cleveland and Bratnall. And it's what the engineers have filled with lake dredgings. Like when they dredge the Cuyahoga River, they have to put all the muck somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's what Dyke 14 was back in the day. So they fill it up. Eventually it reaches its peak. They close it off. Well, it's become, you know, nature has kind of taken this back. So now there's trees. It's like a forested area. It's a big path for migratory birds, but it's been blocked off to the public. Well, now they're going to start opening it on a regular basis. So people will actually be able to go in and enjoy this. They're going to rename it, actually. I guess Dyke 14 didn't work so well in focus groups. They're going to rename it to...
I think it's quaint. That's a quaint name. It makes you want to open up a picnic basket.
Yeah, it's going to be called the...
Dyke 6? Is that going to change the number?
Yeah. They're going to change it to Dyke 69.
14 didn't play well on the surveys, but single digits played really well.
It's going to be called the...
Dyke 7.
I don't know what it's going to be called. The Lakefront Nature Preserve.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that. We're going to petition it.
Let's go protest. Don't get rid of Dyke. We want Dyke.
Don't forget the Dyke roots.
Don't forget your roots, Dyke. Anyway, that's going to be really cool.
I'm excited already.
I have lots of news. I want to talk. I want to give you a chance to talk.
Yes.
What about since now
I can talk about baseball.
Yeah.
Sports. What?
We have the best team in baseball.
We did. Oh, Saturday we did at one point.
Crap. See, this is how I don't keep.
Focusing. We're a game back now, but we were the first to 21 wins in all of Major League Baseball. Jeremy on the fifth lowest payroll in all of Major League Baseball.
Wow.
We're doing it on the cheap. We've got a great young nucleus. You say it's early.
Young nucleus? Is he Asian? Is he third base? Young nucleus?
We have A.
And on third base.
Collective.
Young nucleus.
Y nucleus. There's a Y on the back of the jersey. Because we have another nucleus.
And they all cheer, nucleus!
We have a great collective nucleus of players. That are very young, they're over their heads a little bit now. But you say it's early, second week of April, third week of April, second week of May, we got to put the whole it's still early argument to bed. I'm not saying they're this good, but the fact is they've come almost a quarter of the way through the season in first place by five or six games of the division. This team is going to be a factor, worst case. They're going to be a factor, which no one anticipated. So go out and support them. I tried to go to the Saturday game when they were home. A week ago, Saturday night, they had the third largest walk-up crowd in the history of Progressive Field.
Ah.
Saturday night. And I walked around there. People were lined up. I'm not kidding you. Probably 100 deep. And they had portable stands out, cash-only tickets. There were just all these opportunities to get tickets. But the lines kept going and going and going. And I think part of that was the weather was finally starting to break. And also, people are really catching on to this team. I think in Cleveland, there's a lot of skepticism about sports in general here. But I think when a team show you, that's a pretty safe statement. But I'll say this on the other side of that. When a team shows you they're competitive, the city will come out and support you. So as bad as those crowds were in April when the weather was poor and it was raining every day, the team was still doing well. People nationally said, why is no one supporting this team? I really think you're going to see 20, 30,000 people at every game now.
So now it's hard to get these games.
It'll start being harder, especially now the Reds are coming to town in 2 weeks. That's a big rivalry.
Yeah.
The Reds are doing well. People travel up. It's going to start really snowballing, I think, into good crowds.
So what's the schedule look like for this week? Are they home?
They're home this whole week. Tampa Bay is in town, which is also a very competitive team. Their record is very similar to ours. They're here Tuesday, Thursday, and then Seattle. Eric Wedge's new team, our old manager, they're in town over the weekend. So a lot of Tribe games this week. 6 weeks. Go support them.
Awesome. Awesome. 8:05 here on Monday night. So there's a new Cedar Point ride coming. It's like the yo-yo. Are you a fan of the yo-yo where you sit in little swings?
I'll tell you what I get really sick. I do enjoy that. But I'll tell you where I get really sick. Are those rides where you stick to the side and spin like a centrifuge?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, like the
Do you like that? I throw
the,
up.
The rotor. The rotor.
That's an automatic throw up for me.
Yeah.
Like it's like pushing a button on me and I throw up.
They don't have those anymore.
Oh.
I mean, they did.
When the floor drop.
Yeah, I used to love that. Oh. I mean, it was a really crazy. I used to like watching it because it was like an awesome science. I mean, they should have that at the science center. You know, it's a great example of centrifugal force. This is what
this chat room, I tell you, they got it.
Oh boy, they're quick.
There might be a lot of them, but they're a strong type. They're funny.
So anyway, yeah, there's a new ride coming to Cedar Point. It's like the yo-yo, those little swings you sit in and spin around, except it's 300 feet in the air and goes around 30 miles
per hour. That's not going to work for me.
No?
No.
You're not going to
work. Would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I would do it.
I wouldn't.
I'm very excited about Cedar Point. I haven't been there. I don't think I went last year. But anyway, this ride it's delayed again. But it should open by Memorial Day. But this year, Six Flags Magic Mountain, they are taking from Cedar Point. Six Flags Magic Mountain will have the record for the most roller coasters with 18 when its Green Lantern roller coaster opens.
Oh, wow.
So
they're Cedar always Point, getting taller. Isn't that amazing, the roller coaster world?
Taller, faster. Yep. Technology just keeps pushing on, Jeff.
And I keep hanging on.
Computer chips get smaller.
Yeah.
And television sets.
I get more confused. Oh, Jeremy, that's a good transition.
Television sets.
You know what I noticed in the news this week was that for the first time in 20 years, home ownership of televisions decreased. First time in 20 years. And they're attributing that to people now using their PDAs and their computers to watch, get their television fixed.
So this is the number of televisions
number
that people
have. Number of
televisions
in households. Yep, it's for the first time nationally declined.
Wow.
As a percentage.
So I don't even know why I'm asking you this question.
It's called Jeff's Technology Corner. It's a new segment.
But do you watch television online?
I don't understand the question.
I don't even know if you can do that with Internet Explorer, which is the web browser, which is Jeff's web browser of choice.
You can watch only black and white TV shows.
Exactly.
No, I do. I'll watch it. Well, see, now, not really with DVR. When I have DVR, I was going to say if I missed something in the past, I've gone to my Internet Explorer and fired it up. But with DVR, I just, it's not really an issue for me. So I really don't. I'm the old school generation.
You do use the DVR, though.
Oh, yes. I use DVR regularly.
So that's good.
I don't miss a program.
Yeah.
Because I love my programs.
Your stories. Love my stories. Yeah, my DVR is getting to the point where it's full. And then it sucks because then it stops recording
things.
But
I just have saved one. I really keep on it.
I don't keep on it. Like some shows. See, the shows that I watch with Jen, we can watch and get done. But it's the shows that I want to watch and she's not so into. And I respect her, Jeff.
Yes.
I respect her.
You always consistently said that.
I'm nothing if not respectful.
Right.
So lots of these shows like The Event and Fringe, like I'll just watch when, you know, she's out with her friends and I'm just home alone, which is fairly often. And that's when I catch up on them. Right now I'm in a couple backlog with like those shows. And those are like the long, you know, hour long shows and that type of thing.
Well,
so,
speaking of shows, Jeremy, do you have a bucket list of DVDs? DVD programs, like shows that you want to just buy seasons, three,
shows
four,
I wanna
five
watch
seasons
before I die.
A DVD, your bucket list of shows on DVD.
Weeds was one for me.
Okay.
I started watching Weeds. We started watching Weeds on DVD and then we liked it so much that we got a Showtime subscription. because of that. I also currently in my Netflix queue have True Blood.
I tried watching that. I didn't understand it.
That sounds about right. But no, I hear it's really good. It's the vampire one.
So there are two back to me. Well, I asked it for me. I asked the question right.
Oh,
for me.
Oh, you said for you? Okay.
I was just being polite. No, that is interesting. But what I was really, for years now, Dexter and The Wire are the two that I always hear about. You got to watch Dexter. You got to watch The Wire.
Yeah.
So luckily, my brother-in-law finally said he had five seasons, 1 through 5 of Dexter. We made the transfer, and I've watched halfway through season 1, and I love it. And I love watching this way because the episodes are so good week to week. You really get to keep it going. There's no suspense. So I really am into Dexter now. So I'm going to try and do a DVD series now on the side.
That you're going to star in?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to film it in my basement.
I mean, you kind of have your hands full with this radio show.
Oh, no. There's always room for a DVD show.
So what is Dexter about?
Oh, it's about – he works for the Miami Police Department. He's a blood splatter expert in blood splatter. Crime scenes. Trying to reconfigure what happened at the crime scene. But he's also kind of a vigilante, and he goes after people that somehow the system let get through technicalities or good lawyers, people that really were murderers, got away with things through court. He, on his own time then, goes and basically brings justice to them.
So he knows because of the blood splatter. Like, he'll know.
Well,
like,
also, he has access, being the police department, he has access to the files. So if someone gets off on a technicality, but you can see in the file, clearly this guy did it, but legally they couldn't convict him. He goes after these people on his own time and basically dismembers them.
I want to do that.
Yeah, Dexter.
I don't know about the dismembering part. Huh. So yeah, my brother and dad were just talking about that yesterday. So that
about
good.
Killing people?
But yeah, about murdering people.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Probably turn them in, Jeremy.
I encourage them. He's my younger brother. It's you got to encourage people. Yeah, chat room's asking, what about Hulu? Have you ever watched anything on Hulu?
I don't think so. I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen anything on it.
I mean, that's great for, like, I use that, like, if my DVR messes up and I miss an episode after it's gone, like, that's where I go, because they have episodes of, like, The Office, like, all these popular NBC shows.
Yes.
I'm there. But the thing that I don't like is my 5-year-old laptop can't quite handle, like, the full-screen high-quality HDMI out. So I got a cord to plug my computer into the HDMI port on my TV, but trying to watch Hulu on that, it's like not quite 30 frames per second. It's like off, and it's I almost have a seizure.
Almost give you a headache. Yeah,
yeah.
It's disturbing to watch that.
Yeah, it was rough.
Sounds disturbing. Well, Jeremy, we got a mail back here. Do we have time?
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
Jeremy, real quick, we get your mail every week, and a couple questions here.
Hate mail at radioshowonline.com.
Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, there's a whole part about how I love our show. I'm going to skip that.
Right. Blah, blah, blah.
My girlfriend was disappointed that Osama bin Laden was caught and killed last week. Disappointed.
She was disappointed. Okay.
That he was caught and killed. She said it's because she doesn't think any human being deserves to be killed, even someone as sinister as bin Laden. But it's really been bothering me lately. She has been depressed ever since this happened, when it was announced. I'm wondering, Jeff and Jeremy, do you think this is normal? Or should I be worried? Should I be leading a cell?
She might be leading a cell.
This is from Chris in Brecksville.
I think he should go all Dexter on her.
Yeah. We have to take care of her.
That's my advice. Kill your girlfriend. Good night, everyone. Until
next time. Oh, boy.
I don't know. What do you think?
This one's over to you. I think it's very controversial.
Yes, it is very controversial. We don't want to take a side. We're going to play as soft, and we're going to be as politically correct as we possibly can.
I mean, clearly, I don't know how you could – you've got to celebrate the fact that this man had caused so much terror, so much lost life. It's a huge positive he's now gone. I mean, yes, human life is sacred, but there's a net gain here with him being out of the picture.
In all honesty, this argument's probably going to go away.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to keep arguing, like, for years. Like, well, you didn't want him. I mean, you know, like, you'll both get over it, whatever.
Yep. One more question, Jeremy, and this is also a very, very controversial question. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, with the weather getting warmer, what do you like to do outdoors? And that's from Gretchen in Mansfield. Good to see we're running out into Mansfield now. I was hoping to get south.
Yeah. Well, this is the internet. We can go all over.
Yeah, but it's good to see
radio
questions from.
Okay. South, yeah.
They're usually Cleveland suburbs.
What was the question?
What do you like to do when now that it's warmer, what do you like to do outdoors? What are your favorite outdoor activities?
Just brought my bike to Fairview Cycle in Fairview Park. They do an awesome job of cleaning
up
every year. Little annual tune-up. So, yeah, doing some bike riding on the towpath is what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
How about you?
I will be on the towpath this summer.
Following me.
Yep.
Running.
We're doing it together.
Okay.
I'm going to run. You're going to like be my trainer on the bike.
All right.
Jeremy, well, great show tonight.
Yeah, great show, Jeff. Here's the end of the show. We're just complimenting each other. And you're looking great, too. Have you lost weight? Yeah. You look stronger.
Are you throwing up after you eat?
Yeah, 8:15. We're about to get static, so we got to wrap it up here. You can go to Radio Show Online to always get the latest episode or to listen live Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern, except for next Monday. Because I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Key West for my bachelor party.
Oh, Jeremy, have a great time.
Which you decided not to go to.
Financially, scheduling, a lot of issues. But yeah. I will be there in spirit.
How many cars do you have again?
Well, at this point, it's two.
Okay. That's all I have to say about that. Anyway, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.